I can see you recording.
Pretend that it's not recording.
It's always recording.
Go.
It always hears me. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Josh.
How's it going, man?
I feel like you've already lost focus.
Yep.
Hello, listener.
This is a proper introduction.
I couldn't have scripted it. It's exactly what I wanted. Hello, listener. Thank you for starting this journey. Mm-hmm. My name is Brandon.
I'm Josh.
And this is the first episode of a podcast that we're calling Things Are Gonna Happen.
Yep.
And we wanted to just give us just a short introduction before the episode gets started. Just point out things. I wanted to say a few words. You know, I'm not an expert on these topics that we're going to cover.
Yeah.
I don't have a claim to certain credentials to speak on these subjects.
I will be the one who claims all the credentials.
And that's fine. That's why we work so well together.
Yes.
You'll find out in moments to come that there's a yin and a yang.
There's a humbleness that is only apparent in one of us, and it's not me.
We'll start the show.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't buy these headphones for just walking around the neighborhood, which is what I do a lot of.
Do you walk around the neighborhood with your big
with
cans
my, with
on?
my big cans on?
I actually specifically bought a pair of what I am now calling fashion headphones.
You told me about the fashion headphones.
And I told you about the fashion the Urban Ears. Hey, that's a nice logo.
It's also not Helvetica.
It's not. I'm really proud of, you know, you're getting outside of the box. Now that logo is,
while it's inside of the logo is literally inside of the box.
But
I'm not using the Helvetica. I'm going to open some BB Edit. Oh God, the BB Edit in the last like week has just like, ugh. It's my new baby. I don't have any other text applications anymore.
What were you using before?
Text Edit or I would open files in Text Edit. And now I have BB Edit as my default text everything. I was, you know, when I coded a website, I used BB Edit. Mm-hmm. But now, like Markdown, I use BB Edit.
Markdown is a file format of text.
Mm. It's like a language of text.
Okay. I'm going to fill you up. Just for any listeners curious,
Josh and I are partaking in some Gentleman Jack just to loosen up the.
I've never had Gentleman Jack, and I'm very excited for this. I wish I can't. You're so far. I just want to toast.
Are we
gonna air toast?
No. We're getting in.
That was good.
A very satisfying clink,
yeah,
between two friends that haven't. Josh, welcome back.
Welcome. Yeah, man. It's been almost a year.
It's been almost a year. Not since we've hung out.
No, I mean, we hung out yesterday.
It's been a year since we've tried putting together our voices down on paper in audio format for others to listen to.
Yeah, and it's probably a little better this time.
It's immensely better. However, this will be... It's hard to compare better to something that you've never had before.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had something before.
We did have something.
It was like a makeshift. Your mic stand was gaff tape.
I feel like every person's introduction into the audio world involves some type of tape contraption in order to make a makeshift mic stand. That's just part of it.
Yeah, probably.
But I am glad that we've graduated into these fine pieces of just great engineering.
Uh-huh.
The mic stand is an imperative. I mean, think of the greats. All the greats had mic stands. Elvis. Does the list?
I think is the list is Elvis there? Did, but Michael Jackson never had a mic stand.
He always had
either it was in his hand or it would, the mic stand was there, but it was like
it was an orbit,
just
right?
For him to dance away from.
Oh yeah,
the Jackson 5 didn't have mic stands,
right?
Or did they? I guess they. I mean, like Tito probably had a mic stand.
I'm thinking that that era of pop star generally had the orbital Jetsons mic stand where it was like a cartoonishly small microphone that was
In front of their mouths,
suspended in front of their mouths,
like the Britney Spears. She's gonna dance a bunch.
Now I tried not to say Britney Spears when I was describing the mic. Why did we both think of Britney?
Because
Spears? Are we thinking of the same like
the little tiny brown one?
What?
Right? It was like maybe like flesh colored.
Flesh colored, maybe. I don't know.
It wasn't black. It was never like a black microphone. It was always like a little tiny brown dot. It was right in front of their mouth.
Yeah, I suppose. Why? I'm not recalling the color brown, but you could be right. Mm. Did you ever work for a job or company that you were primarily answering phones?
Yeah.
Where you had one of those talk pieces?
Yeah, I had a little mic that had a little windscreen on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It often went in my mouth, which years later I realized
not where it goes.
There are so many people's mouths who have been on that exact same windscreen.
Yeah. Not a pleasant thought.
That day. At least seven other mouths were on that.
We had our
That I know of.
We had our own personal mouthpieces at the call center that I worked at.
Yeah, I've heard that's a thing.
They made us purchase them.
It was
kind of like, here's, you know, buy your own company t-shirt. And we're like, buy your own company mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to cut down on the
did the
diseases.
Did the mouthpiece have like safe light on it?
Well, you weren't supposed to say the name of the company.
Oh.
But it's okay. And
it was also 10 years ago.
We have got to stop inserting the time frame of things when we're discussing, when we're reminiscing, because 10 years ago is not safe. Like, I feel like I'm way more vulnerable to crying just from hearing the date.
10 years ago when you were 17 years old.
Yeah. And actually, it's so hearing 10 years ago should be like this. Far away, like, oh, you know, like 10 years ago, you would say it as a joke, but no, shit was 10 years
ago. It was exactly roughly 10 years ago.
10 years ago, 10 years ago would be February 9th, 24? No, 2004. Uh-huh. And I would be preparing for the big day.
I don't think I would have been preparing for the big day.
The big 214. February 14th.
Oh, the 2/14.
2/14.
Uh-huh.
Which in the American format of date signifies a very special holiday for
the
high
ladies.
Schoolers everywhere.
For the ladies.
Is it for the ladies?
It's for the ladies.
It's
have you ever known a guy who was like, I'm so excited for Valentine's Day?
I've never known a girl who was so excited.
Oh,
for Valentine's
Day. You've met girls who were like, I'm really, like, I don't know why. I'm really excited for Valentine's Day, baby. What are we doing, baby? Baby, what are we doing?
For real?
You making me dinner?
I always felt like it was like
going to a restaurant.
For as long as I've been alive, most of my peers have made fun of Valentine's Day as though it's, you know, to be ridiculed. Now, in middle school, it was taken very seriously.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, very like you would, like you would get the Valentine's.
You would get the Valentine's.
Like you would get like a Care Bear Valentine. You would give one.
You would give one
uh-huh.
because it was the interstitial stage between having to get them for everybody
mm-hmm.
and then
just asking a girl out.
And then right. So Valentine's Day for me, I always felt like it was like. Now, just to give you a history into how single I am and how single I've always been, it's like Valentine's Day would always be this type of, now, if you want to pronounce your interest in somebody, you know, here you go.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever?
Oh, absolutely.
You had a girl you had a crush on.
Uh huh.
And you bought like a singular.
I would wait. Yeah.
Care Bear Valentine.
Care Bears, Fantastic Four, My Little Pony. Captain Planet.
Oh yes.
There were all sorts of flavors.
They were and shows that just don't exist anymore.
I wonder if the Valentines that kids have to choose from are representative of the current shows, or if they just—they're
all they're all. Yeah. Is Hannah Montana still? I don't think she's. She's definitely not still yeah. Hannah Montana.
You want to talk about 10 years ago?
Yeah. I wonder what the kids have these days. If they're still Captain Planet. Valentine's.
Something tells me that they had
somewhere in a dollar store
an insane amount of confidence in how well these Valentines were going to sell years into the future.
Yeah,
and they're just still cutting boards from them.
Yeah, there's one person who did a projection of 10 years from now. 10 years from now, everyone's still going to be in the Captain Planet.
It was a very convincing PowerPoint.
Yeah.
It was one of the first PowerPoints.
It was a beautiful chart.
Oh man.
It just kept going up and up and up, and all the executives were like, "We like that."
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. You can, if the tidbit of information that you are providing somebody just has a projection of an upward, of an arrow just pointing up as you say it, then you're probably more likely to believe that person.
Yeah.
So
confidence is what they instill.
Confidence is what they instilled. Confidence was exactly what I did not have when I would deliver this Valentine, this new, "Hi, my name is Brandon."
But you knew this girl already. It was February. So you had at least been in school with this girl for 4 months.
Yeah.
And you've probably known this person a couple years.
I think you're overestimating how many girls notice boys. I mean,
but you're in the same elementary, everyone's in the same classes.
Right. But as far as actually looking at me in the face, when I would deliver the Valentines might be their first time actually looking into my eyes.
Yeah. And seeing the desperation,
the sheer fear that their presence.
Yeah.
Josh.
What?
I should not have delivered any Valentine's. It was wrong of me. It was assuming.
It was. It is. It's very forward. I mean, think about dating now, 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You're never that forward.
Absolutely not.
You would never just go up to a girl,
right,
and hand her a folded up piece of like shiny paper, with a sticker on it that keeps it closed that says "I heart you."
No, you wouldn't do that. However, what you would do is purchase an adult beverage for this young lady to consume in the hopes of just lubing up the rigid sides of an introduction.
Lubing up the rigid sides
of an introduction. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I call it when I'm.
You should write copy for
I should write copy Trojan. For Valentine's. For Trojan Valentine's.
Oh,
that's kids should be passing out.
That is exactly what the modern day Valentine is.
The modern day kid needs confidence and a condom.
That has a message on there.
I'm sending my resume to Trojan tomorrow.
You should definitely do that.
They need to work on their social media.
And all of, yes.
Tell me of your Valentine's Day pass. It's coming up.
My past. I have one distinct. I think I only did this once because of sadness. The sadness that the incident created. I want to say first grade. I think I was in Cincinnati at the time, so probably first grade. I was six and I had a crush on a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Because she existed.
She existed.
Because she was alive.
She had a smile.
And next to you.
Yeah. Okay. And I think this might not have been first grade, but at some point in time, I had a box of Valentines, as you do. And my mom gave them to me to give to the class. But I decided that there was only one person.
Oh, right.
Who I wanted to give a Valentine to.
Yeah.
And I remember Valentine's. You had a paper bag, that had your name on it at the front of your desk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And everyone just went around dropping Valentine's into each other's bags.
Yes.
And I thought I was fucking slick.
Yeah.
I just strolled up to the girl. Right? Strolled up to the girl.
Yeah.
And just dropped it in. And just pimp walked away. I don't think she ever spoke to me again.
Wow.
But I was very embarrassed because I thought, like, she's going to recognize that I'm coming straight for her.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's just like a confidence that is exuding from me.
Yeah, definitely. It's that emanating. She's glowing.
Yeah.
The moment's right.
And like, she's going to want to like play something with me. Toys or like,
yeah,
like number munchers.
For sure. You know what? Absolutely. I wanted women way before knowing what to do with.
You would do the same thing you would do with your other friends.
Right.
That was the, like, idea you had.
Hey, girl, are you trying to look at this binder of Pokemon cards? Do you understand?
Do you want to play with my Hot Wheels track that I built in my bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
It starts from the dresser. That's impressive.
It starts from the dresser.
Yeah.
And it ends where you want it to. Hot Wheels. We should write for Hot Wheels and Trojan.
And Trojan. We could start a career here. We're starting a new life.
Remind me when this podcast wasn't about starting a new career. Now, granted, this is the first episode that will go public.
Yeah.
I would like everyone to know that this is entirely how Josh and I will make money. From this day forward.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to do sponsor reads.
Sponsor reads.
Do you want a website?
Oh god.
You should check out squarespace.com.
You know what we should
offer code tag H.
We will eventually have offer code tag H. Yeah. However, I'm going to have a strictly Josh, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to even use the word sellout, but I would totally put a limit on who I would allow to sponsor this show. It would have to, I mean, we've mentioned Gentleman Jack. I would be fine with a whiskey.
That'd be so good. They sent us a bottle for the episode.
For the episode.
And we're like, absolutely. All right, this episode is brought to you by Gentleman Jack.
I would listen.
And then we review it.
We could review it, or we could put it as a piece of this is what type of conversation your whiskey will inspire.
Yeah. Like,
and we sell the,
Gentleman Jack, mm-hmm, talk about Valentine's Day.
I think that talking about Valentine's Day it's a topical thing for us to do just, you know, as a time of year. But imagine if Gentleman Jack just sent out just a fifth or something, like, hey, you know, it's Valentine's Day. You know, whip out those old middle school stories you got.
Yeah.
Send them to us.
Or like a heart-shaped bottle.
Mm.
Really, really put in some effort.
Have you ever had a heart-shaped pizza?
Is that like a Valentine's Day thing?
It's definitely a Valentine's Day thing. In the city of Bowling Green, there is a pizza restaurant called Pisanello's, or maybe Pisanello's. It was definitely one of those, you know, 2 a.m. drunk conversations, and someone would try to correct you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, why? But Pisanello's would run a promotion of Valentine's Day or heart-shaped pizzas. Mm-hmm. Get a pizza with your sweetheart, share it, and, you know, share a moment. And it's going to be really cute. And
yeah,
you should totally pay normal price for a non-regular shaped pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely something cute to partake in with someone that you were either, you know, friends with, interested in, or you know, normal romantic relationship, which was oddly absent from most of my Bowling Green career.
Did you ever buy the heart-shaped pizza, or did you only witness the heart-shaped pizza?
That would be so sad if I only had the memory of other people enjoying this pizza. But no, I definitely had one of my own. It was with a good friend of mine, though. It wasn't a romantic interest.
Oh, that's sad?
Or is that, well, you know, I actually...
Something to celebrate.
It's something to celebrate because that particular case is someone that I could definitely see myself in like a dating scenario. However, there's friends like that that also work well as just friends. And I don't know, I was man enough to eat this very romantic pizza and look at her platonically.
So yeah.
I'm proud of those moments.
You should be proud of that. I don't think I can do that. Especially a heart-shaped pizza.
I will say,
because you each go for the last piece and your hand touches, and right? it's like the tip of the heart, the very bottom of the heart.
Yeah, the bottom of the heart.
And you like your hands touch, and you look into each other's eyes, and you see love.
Yeah,
the love that is shared through a pizza.
I will not hide this from you. I definitely had aspirations of that pizza going further.
Yeah,
and that's probably one of the only times you'll hear me make reference to a pizza and wishing that it had gone further beyond eating. So they, you know what? That's probably part of their business model. Like, okay. Guys, it's Valentine's Day week.
Bunch of college kids.
At the Paisanello's morning meeting on Sundays, they're just like, okay, we're gonna push these romantic pizzas. We need to make a lot of chemistry happen.
Yeah.
You know, don't fuck up the toppings. That's gonna ruin the mood.
Yeah.
Be sure, you know, 8 pepperoni slices per heart-shaped slice.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually interesting that you mentioned the shape of the last piece. For the life of me, I cannot remember how they cut it. I remember being very interesting. Yeah. Interested.
It's down the middle. So, and when inevitably you like when you're like breaking up with this person, pizza. You like look at the pizza and it's like brokenhearted, and you just like you point toward it, go, you see that? That's what I'm about to do to you right now. I think we should see other people. In fact, I have been.
Paisanello's should definitely run a...
We should write for them, too.
We should write for them, too. You know what? I feel like we should just mention, this being the first public podcast, we should mention every company that we're interested in having send us items to further these conversations, to get to the root.
Yeah. You know what has made love possible?
What's that?
Apple computers. And the new Mac Pro.
Please, go on.
I don't have anything more than that. I'm just going to keep mentioning things.
With
the hopes that somebody listens to say, oh, we should get them.
We should totally get them.
We should get some Samsung, yeah.
I think that a podcast is entirely possible to create on, like, an iPhone 4. Like,
no, because now they're going to send you an iPhone 4. You want to. I think it's possible to do a podcast on an iPad mini with a Retina screen.
If
it's 64 gigabytes, though.
Right. That sounds like a child's Christmas list. iPad mini. White in color.
Yeah.
I want the exoskeleton case.
Yeah.
64 megs. Mom. Megs?
Yeah.
How old am I?
Old.
I'm a child.
Yeah.
My Rio MP3 player.
Your Rio MP3
player. Had 64 megs.
Yeah, my Creative Labs.
Ooh. Oh, man.
CD player with the MP3 disc.
If you ended that with mini disc player, I would have lost my...
Yeah.
I had
the...
The blue one, right?
Blue one. That had the MP3 discs.
Yep.
And it had like the jog protection.
The jog protection.
Whatever.
Because I was running so much with that CD player.
Yeah, but you know what you were doing? You were slightly moving around that CD player. And yes. if you even nudged it, it was like you just broke this
disc. I'll tell you that CD player was perfect for pushing the carts at my local grocery store.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They let me listen to music while I was pushing those carts around, earning $7.30 an hour, maybe.
That's pretty good.
It was crazy good for a teenager.
Yeah.
And the time, you know, it was 2000, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
2003, 2004.
Yeah.
No. Like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Not that that wasn't early 2000s.
Before the end of high school.
Before the end of high school. Which it always comes back to high school, doesn't it, Josh?
Well, I mean, we met there.
We did meet there. Tell me about our freshman year. You know what? We'll keep the Valentine's Day theme going.
Did you have any nice Valentine's Day incidents or experiences?
Not one that sticks out when you ask me that question.
In high school, none. In 4 years, you don't or 4 years and let's say four.
Yeah,
or,
4 years. You know what?
I didn't have any. not a date.
Sure.
Not a Captain Planet Valentine's Day card. Not a folded up piece of paper that says, "Hey, will you go out with me? Yes or no?"
So right. I would say that in high school, that was during the transition period of essentially, you could either go one way, or you can go one of two ways. You could absolutely give a fuck, or you had to not give a fuck. Uh-huh. And I would say that was in the transition period of me not giving a fuck. Uh-huh. And that is important because when it comes to Valentine's Day, you kind of have to take that mentality of, you know, I don't care who sees this. I don't care who sees me walk up to this girl's desk with the entire intention of winning over her heart in one fell swoop.
Yes.
Of a behavior. But with that said, no matter how many fucks I didn't give, I believe the women matched that in my advances. I was not a successful high school. What would you be, Casanova or something?
I remember differently.
You do?
Because I was the one who never dated.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up liking similar girls.
We did.
And you always had a much better opportunity with them than me.
Well, see, we say opportunity. And opportunity is one of those words that it can be used. You can either seize an opportunity, uh-huh, or you can entirely defeat yourself within an opportunity.
You can
someone might open a window, but it's up to you to, you know, fucking get through it.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we would look at the same window and say, I bet I can totally get through that. And while you may have, you know, went splat alongside the wall next to the window, I would cartwheel and break my shins upon the top of the window sill,
uh-huh,
causing the mechanism that holds the window up to slam down on my arm, which, mm-hmm, is hanging throughout the window. So yeah.
So what you're saying is you got an arm through, but it hurt.
I would say I got an arm in. I got it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and so no, like, no Valentine really worked out well for me.
No.
No, and I really hope that it doesn't come to light that there was actually a very, like, lovely Valentine's, but it just can't, I can't see it happening for me. I was far too, I had too many hard opinions on romance as a teenager to really have a grasp of what another teenage like girl would like,
which is, it's, I think it's the least appropriate time to have hard opinions.
Yes.
On relationships. No,
they ought to be malleable.
Yeah.
I learned all of my lessons from bands, on Drive Thru Records. And those guys were in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
And wasted.
And like lived life.
And some
kind of,
yeah, right. Lived life in some kind of capacity and somehow made their way onto my Napster or my Kazaa playlist. Mm-hmm. And I would take these lessons to heart. I would listen to the most emo songs and say, this is my life, when I've totally barely made out with a girl during The Grudge.
Yeah.
Which is an extremely inappropriate movie to try to make moves on.
Like the horror movie.
The Grudge.
Terrifying sound and the staggering, stuttery movement of an individual.
Actually, that movie kind of put some, I don't know, I was sufficiently frightened by that.
Yeah, I don't watch those scary movies. Mm. Which I feel like this is the week where couples get together and watch the scary movies, because so they can get all cuddled up and she can fall into his arms and he can protect her.
Right, absolutely. She can jump and they can look at each other and it'll be a cute moment, and then they'll both reach for popcorn and end up making out.
Yeah.
Perfect date night.
Yeah.
Is that, do you have any, like, is that your experience with Valentine's Day? You do like something, you do something to commemorate the day, but it's not actually for this, you know, people have this agenda against, I'm not going to buy you flowers on Valentine's Day to participate in this whole American greeting card.
Yeah, this fucking Hallmark.
Yeah, exactly. This Hallmark. But you still like.
But if, you know, if Hallmark wants to sponsor this.
But if Hallmark.
Well, I'll take out the fucking and like this amazing Hallmark holiday.
This amazing Hallmark holiday brought to you by Tag H and subsidiary partners such as Jack Daniels, Gentleman Jack,
Apple Computers,
Apple Computers, and Trojan,
and Trojan, and Hot Wheels, the Mattel company. And Hot Wheels.
Does Hot Wheels have another name? Are they still called Hot Wheels? I feel like this is something that could slip underneath us.
Yeah, because we're way too old.
That we're too old to have.
I think you could still buy Hot Wheels though.
That's dope.
Cool.
Get that Ferrari.
So I had a whole collection of Ferraris.
Okay.
I mean, I think everyone did.
Red, exactly. The red collection. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Lambo. Wanted a Lambo.
No, me either.
Countach. I'm sure someone will correct me on how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
So I started. I don't know. I don't have any plans this Valentine's Day to do anything in particular, as my status of relationship is since 10 years ago has plummeted. Like if we were bringing up one of those charts.
Oh yeah, the charts.
I mean, you couldn't get further.
The executive would not buy your Captain Planet.
Right. That would be a terrible PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And yeah. But you're saying that you definitely participate. Like, what would you say is the most Valentine's Day thing that you have done for a significant other? Flowers.
That's easy. I think I've done flowers and done dinner.
Flowers and dinner. Okay.
I think that
on the day of Valentine's Day
on the day of or like plus or minus.
Okay, so weekend.
Yeah, like a weekend.
Or who like when is your schedule open for potentially patronizing meal and fucking?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even know if I did anything special in college.
Mm-hmm.
I've had girlfriends during Valentine's Day. Many of the last few years.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't think I've done anything. I think I'm of the belief of no, it's just a stupid holiday. We'll get dinner, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Will you say this? The years that you did participate, I will admit this. It is totally fun to indulge in having a significant other in which to share something that whatever corporation has made for you, such as, I don't know, like I go to an amusement park. I don't think I'm going to go to another amusement park while I'm single. It's too.
Oh no, you can't see that, man.
Heartbreaking. And
have you done that?
What did I tell you about being single? Josh, when you look at me, I need you to understand the years of compiled comprehensive loneliness.
Like you've gone by yourself or like
I've gone. No, I go with groups
of
couples. It's fucked, man.
You're like the seventh wheel.
Dude, being the seventh wheel on a big rig of like years of conflict. It's both. It's a little stressing.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's quite enjoyable. Just to watch someone's relationship like nearly come to an end while waiting in line. It's just, you guys have nothing better to do than to cling onto your relationship in front of other people.
Yeah, we just got to prove that we're real.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I think
serious, man.
People in relationships are often on some type of stage when they're in front of other people just to like, hey, this is going well.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah.
He just bought my hot chocolate. Can you believe it? A zoo is another place.
Zoo is a good one.
A zoo is a great date.
Yeah.
You can also go in somewhat small to large groups. But again, I'm sitting there looking at giraffes. No one's holding me tight. You got kids over there.
Yeah.
Looking up at both mom and dad saying, this is majestic.
Yeah.
But then you got me next to two other couples that somehow, you know, like, oh, we should invite Brandon. Maybe he'll meet someone there or something.
We feel bad for Brandon. He always comes with us, and it's Valentine's Day. If we don't invite him,
he'll sit.
He'll like stay home alone and eat like the entire thing of ice cream.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to like, we'll just hire him out, and he'll only eat half the thing of ice cream.
You know, eating half an item of ice cream, no matter what the volume is, eating half of it is a fucking victory. Like,
yeah, that's
if
true.
You save some of it,
yeah, but for like an hour later,
right. For, oh no, you found me out.
Yeah.
Oh man. But no, it's when you are in a relationship, there are just certain things that are actually fun to take part in.
Sure.
Just because you're like, oh, look at how we've signified our commitment to each other.
Yeah.
So here's a box of chocolates, bitch. I love you.
Yeah. I want you to say that to all of the girls you're seeing. Hey, like, bitch, I bought you some chocolates.
Please don't divide all of the girls that I'm seeing. There is
three?
No.
Seven.
Zero. Zero.
Zero. There's zero girls.
There are zero girls that I am seeing. Because seeing someone.
Oh, Jesus. Here it is.
This is Valentine's Day episode. Things are going to happen. 2014, tackling the hard issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gentleman Jack, for...
Yes, thanks for enabling us.
For enabling this, you know, getting to the foundation of Brandon's issues.
Yes. So how many women are you dating?
I'm dating zero women.
How many women are you speaking to that could become coitus partners?
At least 300. At least. That's how many, that's what the number says on my little OKCupid notification.
Of people who are
that is the most
matched with you.
Sadistic thing an app has ever done to me.
It's just like, hey, by the way, there are up to 300 women you can hang out with right now. 17 of them are online.
Right.
And they're all waiting for you.
This is the age of potential sex. That is the era that we live in. We live in just this perpetual state of potential transactions
of bodily fluids
or even just
of disappointment.
Exactly. It's fleeting as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't last very long. It lasts shorter than like a one night stand.
Yeah.
At least that person's there. So, how many women am I seeing? Zero. How many women have I? Okay, dude. We can level.
Yeah.
I've had sex with like three women in the last year.
You're counting, because you're not entirely sure that's the correct number.
Could be four.
It could. Yeah.
It's 12 months, and that is a low number for a single person.
Okay. Yeah, I guess if you're a single person such as yourself,
handsome man,
black,
paying his bills on time.
That's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
what's your new bio? It's the alt black guy similar to the one you see on TV. What?
That is a tagline that I think I will keep with me for a while. I wish we could get the actual text on that.
I'll pull that up.
You pull it up? Okay. We'll read it out in just a moment. But I think, okay, for me to consider myself seeing someone, which is, let's have a baseline here. Seeing someone is a level lower than dating someone, right?
You see this person more than once. You've seen this person more than once, and there is an intent to see them again.
Right.
But not an expectation to see them again.
Right, and dating is an expectation to see them again.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why I'm not at a seeing anyone level is because I'm not gonna pawn off responsibility onto the women,
mm-hmm.
But there is a detachment in, like, there's no, what's that, feigning. You know, you want something,
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of like you like you have an urge for it.
Yeah.
I have that for, again, for 300 women. It's getting
That's
them.
Exhausting, right?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
My body is tired.
Yeah.
My temple is exhausted.
Whoa.
But I think it's you know, rightfully so, that type of interaction is guarded by most people. Which is why, you know, you have like the one night stand feeling from potentially connecting with so many people.
Yeah.
Is that because that's there, I don't necessarily need to be invested. It goes into just, you know, it's easier to blow people off. It's easier to, I've had so many dates, like first dates that are set up like, hey, we're going to meet here at this time on this day. It's going to be great. I've been sending you emojis. You fucking love it. And then like the day comes around and there's just this like cloud of like, it's not until the morning of the day that I've agreed to meet with this person that it could just go either way. It really could.
Well, it's just you're anxious.
It is anxiety, and I think that's good to have like anxiety about. You know.
Yeah. If you're going into it like, I got this, or I there's no way that this person will like me, then you know it's not going to go well.
Then it's not right.
It's not going to be very fun for either person.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think actually a catalyst of fun is, I think anxiousness and fun are like, they have a correlation. Mm. Like you can, I've found it very difficult to have fun in a situation where I should be having fun if I was at all anxious about another situation.
Sure.
I'm sure you're familiar with
that. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think that sometimes that anxiety manifests itself in flakiness or something. It's just like,
oh, you just want to run away from it.
You know what? Even though I might like this guy, not going to text him until about 8. And then around like, I'll send him like a message. He's just ambiguous as fuck. It just says, hey. And, you know, he sent me about 3, you know, kind of trying to confirm these plans. I bet I could just send him one at 9:30 saying, sorry, I was napping, work myself into a reschedule, like a rain check. And then by next week, we can just write this off and I'll be, you know, one of the 300 women that he was potentially interested in.
Yeah. Sad. That 90% meant nothing, but you know.
Oh, wait a second. Now I will tell you that I did see a woman that I would like to see again.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 99% match. Whoa. Thing. Yeah, right?
Isn't that
big fucking news.
Yeah, that's pretty bonkers.
Valentine's Day 2014, Tag H, we're talking about all of it. 99% match for Brandon Scott on the dating service OkCupid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And she's brilliant. I like her a lot.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you're going to see her this week in a near Valentine's Day like?
Man, this situation happened last year. I started talking to a girl.
Oh, this girl.
That's a different girl.
Okay.
But
it's sad when Josh goes, oh, that girl. And you're like, no, not that one.
Well, that's because.
Just one similar.
They're all.
From roughly around the same period of time. There was 300, Josh. Come on.
You know, there's 300. 4 decided to actually say hello.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah
Brent, I'm not like, you know, trading spaces here, which is not even an appropriate reference.
No
But what I will say is that 99% girl, which totally objectifies her, which I feel bad about, but you know,
she's on a pedestal of rarity.
I sent her a message saying, I have not encountered someone with a match percent, you know, as high as that.
What's up?
Hello. Yeah, exactly. And she said she hadn't either. And
then you said, I'm going to put a ring on it.
Right. I immediately jumped to marriage.
And that's what 99% means.
Right. That you have 1% of your entire relationship is going to be conflict.
Yeah.
That's like, a very low number.
Or just like there's like a 1% chance this isn't going to work.
Oh, no. That's not how percents work.
I think it is.
No, it's a 1% chance that you like that a domestic dispute,
like violence.
Yeah, it's an indication. There is an enemy percentage.
There is an enemy percentage. So, what was this person's enemy percentage? Like zero?
It was zero. Yeah.
And friend percentage. What was the friend percentage?
I think it was two.
There was zero chance you were going to be anything more than lovers with this person. Like, you guys don't have the ability to be friends or enemies. It's not even sexual, just like a relationship.
How many people do you know like that, though? That, like, they can't, like, unless we are on our way to the altar,
sure,
fuck everything about you.
Yeah.
How do you have that mentality? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Have you gone on the OkCupid to look for friends ever? Is that it's a thing people do, right?
No. I make friends with people at grocery stores. Like, I don't need, I do not need like
any, you don't need any more friends that you met on the internet.
And although I think it's a good way to do, investigation, you know, try to get to know an area.
I think it works
particularly well in large populated areas where there's a lot of different types of people to meet. I've only lived in one such area so far, so
yeah.
If you're looking for friends, I'd say there are other productive things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides filling out an online dating profile.
Yeah.
Like, hey, world of very, very horny men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Really just trying to play Scrabble tonight. Could you imagine?
And inevitably somebody's like, yeah, you can play Scrabble with my greatness.
Yikes. I could only
You can Scrabble my vagina. Ooh. I take that back. I'm sorry, Trojan.
I was just about to mention to Trojan that
we'll cut that out, Trojan.
And you know, it's Scrabble for his and her pleasure. It's a new set.
But Hasbro, if you guys need us to write some stuff about like sexy Scrabble.
Sexy Scrabble, where the less sexy the word, you lose points.
Yeah, and you lose clothes.
And you lose clothes, right?
Yeah.
And there's
Strip Scrabble. Yeah.
Really trying to make your Thursday game night into more than just a game of Sorry.
Yeah, which is what inevitably will be.
I think that the sex after playing board games is greater. It's greater than the scary movie into sex.
Yeah. Well, it depends who wins, right?
Everyone wins.
Okay.
But
you think post board game coitus is the best kind of post thing coitus?
Do you know how hard it is to wait until the end of a board game? That you're playing with someone that you know that you're going to have sex with.
Because there's so much flirtation that happens during the game.
Can we not? I have like 90 points.
Yeah.
It's a turn three.
Yeah.
And that's never my scenario. I always lose board games. It is
always?
I always lose board games.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not trying to do it. Like, I am not a good contender when it comes to competition with anyone. With anyone
ever.
This is
why the OkCupid's not going super well, because you're competing poorly in the sea of fish of my god.
I will say that you could probably put my message up next to maybe 10 other messages that girl received.
Well, that hour,
and it's usually hi, hello.
Is it hi, hello?
No, I don't say both. is that not what you meant?
No, I didn't know. I did. Are you a like, hey, what's up kind of guy?
No,
you take a line from the profile and use that as a way in.
Depending
that
if
was
it's
my...
legitimately something that I'm interested in, such as anytime a girl mentions comedy and comedians and
community
and community. Oh man,
yeah.
Should we go there?
Community?
Yeah.
The TV show?
I mean, we can go there or we can go directly to the fact that Troy?
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover's character has totally made young black men such as myself way more accessible to the young white demographic of women that watch that show.
Yes.
It is like, I promise you that they are trying to fuck the laughable dude from the TV. That's where that tagline came from.
I believe the
line
is...
Did you pull up that tagline? I did.
It's an alt black dude similar to the one you saw on TV.
I think...
Which is...
That will go on my tombstone.
Yeah. And, but, I mean, you benefit... specifically because you're the alt black dude, you similar to the one you saw on TV that also makes music and does something else creative.
Yeah.
Like Don Glover.
You know, to all the Donald Glovers in the world, we've come a long way, haven't we? Oh gosh. It's just women's of all sizes, shapes,
ethnicities.
They're
everyone's welcoming the 20-something
the 20-something
black guy who kind of makes music on the side.
Makes music on the side,
but also has like a job.
He's got a decent sense of humor.
Yeah,
and
he can make you laugh.
Right, if you can make Tina Fey laugh, which I imagine that Donald Glover did plenty of.
Sure,
you're gonna have a lot of sex with mid-20s women.
Yeah,
like a lot. And they're gonna blog about it. This isn't
They're gonna
tumble about it.
Okay, Tumblr. Yeah, that is the blogging of choice.
I've defined.
They're gonna post like an Instagram picture of like their feet in his bedroom, and like,
oh my god,
like bright red toenails.
Instagram
like the caption.
Jesus Christ! An Instagram photo of feet is all you like. That is, I find it oddly sexy. No, it's not that I dislike feet. I just don't find them sexy.
Well, because they're weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
I will say that the girl before I went on a date with the 99% match rate, we went on a particular date.
Yes.
A very particular date.
Yes.
Of the whale watching variety.
Whale watching. And did you see any whales? I didn't ask you.
I saw four whales.
Yeah. I did not ask you about
You didn't ask me about date. That day. Why didn't you ask me about that day?
I think I asked you about the girl.
Which is all anyone ever cares about. They never ask about me and my feelings.
Well, what were your feelings? You saw four whales and two whale-like human beings.
I did see some whale-like human beings.
Yeah, you did. You stayed on the opposite side of the boat.
They were rocking the boat, you know what I'm saying. No, God, I hope not. There was no one who should be having sex on that boat except for me. Isn't that all?
And the captain of the ship.
I am just...
The captain of the ship deserves...
He'd particularly cool captain. I will say that.
Yeah.
The captain was a dope guy.
Yeah.
He had a demeanor about him. He was kind of... He didn't really say jokes as much as he just kind of said sentences that were like half captain, half like friend who doesn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we're going out boating today, right now.
And if you look to your right, may not see a whale. It is a whale.
Yeah.
It is a whale. I see this every day. I'm a captain.
You're right. No, he could not be less excited about taking 30 or 40 something people who have a Groupon notification tells them when they can get a particular deal.
Yeah, and he's just angry. He's not getting full price for any of these people.
No,
except for the one guy who forgot his Groupon. Like, man, I should have bought that Groupon.
Oh, fucking A, right?
Yeah.
You always forget. Yeah, the one guy, we're all
Groupon. Can you use the app? I've got the app, man. No, I don't take the app. I only take printed coupons.
People have spoken.
Yeah.
Groupons on the phone
are
acceptable.
Oh.
And I can only imagine it's because of the irate piece of shit.
Yeah.
That
look at the fucking Groupon, man.
Yeah,
I've got it.
The guy who raised his voice, who's like, okay, I guess we accept any and all sizes of Groupon. But that I forget. I don't remember what I was going to mention about that particular date. That except it was just a nice date.
It was a nice date, and then it
did not end well.
The date ended well, right?
Oh, the date actually ended extremely well. The interaction with the person didn't end well.
But then, yeah, the 5 days later did not yeah. go very well.
Oh, man. The 5 days after the first date.
Yeah.
Ah, geez. The reason why I couldn't take her from, what would you call it? What would you even call that stage? Like,
first date. Like, potential.
Potential. Oh, there's that word again.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Potential.
Potential seeing someone who I don't know. We clicked in many ways, but she mentioned that she was seeing someone,
and she kind of wants to see where it goes.
Kind of wants to see where,
which is like the worst, like tiny phrase you can use. Like, I kind of want to see where it goes. I mean, like, I don't really want to see where it goes. I don't really want to commit myself to that.
Yeah.
But I can't, I mean,
she didn't want to commit to the person that she was telling me that she was not committing to me.
Yeah.
To be with.
Yeah.
So.
Then the 99 happened.
Then the 99.
And what did you do with this person?
We did great things. I'll tell you what we did. She took me to a bar around, you know, close to her place.
And what side of town is she on?
She is in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. We went to this place called Sassafras. Fucking awesome. Sassafras. You should check it out. Lots of decor, lots of nice things to look at.
Oh.
Sassafras, if you want to send us some type of voucher or a gift certificate, that'd be great.
Yeah, or if you can make like an exclusive Groupon.
Exclusive Groupon. Exclusive Groupon for a Valentine date this weekend. I think our listeners would be over the moon to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
She took me to Sassafras. We grabbed 2 whiskey drinks each. And, you know, first date shit, which actually is not anywhere near some type of script for me.
Yeah.
I'm always talking about what happened like that day as if it's really interesting and they want to hear about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, introductions. Hi, I'm Brandon. I'm going to spill my drink on myself a couple times. I'm going to interrupt you when you mention something that I might remotely have in common with you.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to invite myself back to your place. Hope that you have like a decent DVD collection, which is a old-fashioned statement.
Yes. Not even a Blu-ray collection.
She
a DVD.
Did have The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's a good movie to have.
It's a good movie to have if you're trying to make out with somebody. Because you can make out in between the slower parts.
Yeah.
We both said that our favorite part of the movie was anything to do with Chris Rock. No.
Chris Tucker. Yeah.
And holy shit. That was the moment, like, we looked at each other as like, I'm going to mash my face against yours. Which might have been 14 minutes into the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which at that point you're barely even settled on the couch.
I will say that there was minimal amount of wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, we did not get settled very much. Mm-hmm. Like, I like The Fifth Element, so do I. What's your favorite part? Chris Tucker. Okay, I'm in.
That's the sound of two
faces. No, you didn't have to. Yeah, I wanted you to. Hold on. Let's do it at the same time. Okay. That was very sensual.
It was. It's like we just made out.
Yeah, I feel like
we just mashed faces, but we really just clapped our hands separately in front of a microphone.
Audience, that's the kind of premium production
you're audience, gonna get. Gentleman Jack, that's the kind of premium production you're gonna get when the two of us have had a drink.
Gentleman Jack.
Jack.
I wonder if anyone puts a comma in
Gentleman between. Jack?
Gentleman. Question mark. Maybe an ellipses after it.
Yeah.
Gosh, people use ellipses just willy fucking nilly these days, don't
you know?
They?
I mean, I am one of those people. I thought I invented the ellipses. Wow. Honestly, in like high school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was.
There were
the
people
one.
Who were using it before many other people.
Yeah, I thought I was cool. I thought I invented the ellipses. Now, when I see people use the ellipses, I'm like, come on, right, don't take my thing. That was me. Give me some credit here.
You know, there's plenty of text. There's lots of things happening with the world of text actually right now, which I'm glad that we're kind of opening a little forum on that. I'm seeing lots of little figures that people would make back when, you know, AOL instant message profiles, like, you know, the upwards caret and the underscore and the upwards caret. Seeing a lot of that these days.
Oh, yeah.
Just really into
just
it.
Just a lot of like,
a lot of cute emoticons floating around on Twitter. It's just like, it's adorable. I didn't know that we could do this. I hung up my Chan face, you know, a while ago. So I'm glad I can bring it back out. And emojis, a world.
Really? Are you an emoji guy? I know you are.
I wasn't. You only know that I am because I sent you one. It was one of the first emojis.
You sent me a fist bump.
I sent you a fist bump.
Yeah.
And it was my introduction to you, letting you know that I'm going to start using this. It's really what it was.
Yeah. As long as you don't send like the message that is just three emojis and then text followed by two emojis. The bracketed.
Yeah, the bracketed text.
Yeah. Of emojis that express like how you feel. Sun, poop. Hey man. Peppermint stick, airplane.
I imagine that this is the world that we're headed towards where there will be no more words and status updates. It will be the entire description of a day from sunrise to sunset, and the emojis that are appropriate with what happened that day. So it'll be a sun, and then there'll be like a coffee thing.
Yeah.
Then there'll be like a computer thing, a cat face, then three martinis, then the lipstick, and then
the moon,
and then the moon.
Yeah. And then I think there's Z's, right?
The Z's, yeah. There are totally Z's. There is an emoji for most
activities and feelings.
Most generic activities and feelings. Mm-hmm. And I actually take both joy in when there is an emoji for what I want and when there isn't, because I'm just like, well, I'm just too advanced for this emoji world.
This language has not evolved enough for my language.
Yeah.
Well,
hey Josh, we're coming up on an hour.
Oh wow.
This is the part of the podcast where we're gonna do some plugs.
We're gonna start thanking sponsors.
We're not gonna start thanking sponsors. All I want you to what I want to do with this section is just maybe talk about, you know, what you're up to for the next week. Are you reading any books? Is anything coming up? Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you doing anything? Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. Well, the lady's coming over.
She's coming over.
And we're gonna make some food and hang out. And
joint cooking project.
A joint cooking project.
That's great. That's a great thing to do with someone that you're...
Yeah.
And are you seeing her or are you dating her?
Oh, we're dating.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Big fucking day.
It is. Yeah. And we're gonna make something. We've got gifts.
Gifts?
Yeah.
Exchanging of gifts.
I think this is the first girl I've dated where I'm like, I got you something and I killed it.
Oh, don't tell me what it is.
Well, because she'll listen to this before.
Tell me what it is on a little...
With an emoji.
Right. Oh, can you do that?
I could probably.
Could you convey the message that you... All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get down to it. That's nice, man.
Yeah. What are you up to?
So for Valentine's Day, I'm going to a friend of mine's show.
Okay.
I'm gonna plug the shit out of it. His music moniker is by the name of Le Youth.
Spell that out for me.
L-E space Y-O-U-T-H. He's definitely a talented individual. Actually got his start musically in the same area where I'm from. Same area where I spent plenty of time in Toledo, Ohio, Northwest Ohio.
Yeah.
And he is going to be playing on Valentine's Day. I'm going to look up the date right now. Very professional, what I'm doing right now. Okay. Yeah, it's called Noise Fridays. Oh, wow. He's actually opening for another group called Oliver. So that's actually pretty big for him. The location is Create Nightclub, and that show is going to start at 10, and Lays should probably be on sometime prime time, maybe like 11 or so.
Nice.
And yeah, that's what I'm going to do at my my Valentine's Day, is go out with a few friends. I'll definitely be at least third wheeling in that situation.
Oh, that's true.
The guy that invited me, a good friend of mine, he's got a pretty long-term girlfriend, and they're pretty great. But they're great to go out with. There's couples that are great to go out with and some that are less.
Yeah.
I haven't gone out with you and your girlfriend.
Yeah. No.
But I'm looking forward to that day.
But you have hung out with us.
And I have hung out with you guys. I've hung out with you in group settings, though. It's different. Yeah, that stage is different when you're out and about and there's no one else in the world except for you and that sad friend that you invited.
Oh. You're never the sad friend invited.
I am never sad about it. No. Always happy to be there, Josh. Glad to spend this Sunday with you, man.
Yeah, man.
Any final messages for?
Well, if the Hot Wheels and Gentleman Jack and the Hallmark people want to reach out to us, they can hit us up on the Twitter.
Yeah,
because we would love to talk about the Gentleman Jack on the next episode. I could spend an hour talking about how smooth and great the Gentleman Jack is.
Right.
But we do have we've got the Twitter, we've got the website, we've got our own Twitters and less website, but
so all of that is going to be Twitter, @taghappen.
Yeah.
And then
that's T A G and then the word happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the website is thingsaregonnahappen.com.
Yeah.
And there you'll be able to find Josh and I's specific Twitter handles and probably some other social media outlets.
Yeah.
So until next time.
Until next time.
Things are going to happen.
Yep. Make this possible.
It's time to do that.
Thank all the little people.
It's time to thank those that made this podcast possible.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, the listener, first. For making it all the way through.
Somehow.
That was not recommended.
No. That was an hour.
We do hope that you join us again.
Yeah.
And before we go, I wanted to thank Hannah and Dave, two friends of mine that helped the final product of this. Hannah on some art that's featured on like our logo and elsewhere on our website, as well as David for the mixing of this, the audio. So
thanks, guys.
Thank you for helping us out.
Thanks, listener.
And thank you, listener.
Three of you. Hi, Mom.
And we hope to have you again.
Yeah.